Remel Hilchas Shabbos, Simon Shin Samach Aleph, page 430, Resh Tez Bavam Abayz. Din Garga Samach L'Shus Rab, Na'aloch Abaruf, that's near the Rishus Rab. By Beis Sifim, in this two paragraphs, Sif Aleph, says Mechaber, Garga Samach L'Shus Rab, if you have a roof that's near the public domain, B'toich Asar Tzvachim, within 10 handbreadths, U'lamala, Me'asar L'Chatzar, but it's above 10 Tzvachim from the courtyard, the Hoyle, Rab Mishtamash, but since the public utilizes it, or is it Krishus Rabbim? So it has the halacha like Krishus Rabbim, as the Dusher brings the picture. See, on one side, the street is much higher, so people in the street, the roof is within 10 tefachim, so you see a guy utilizing the roof. On the other hand, the chatzer is much lower than, so it's above 10 tefachim for the chatzer. So therefore, it has the halacha like Krishus Rabbim, and says the Muhammad Basal Balagag, the Shtamash, but Mechatzer. There, the owner of the roof is forbidden to utilize it from his courtyard until he makes a ladder, as the picture shows there, a permanent ladder from his courtyard. What's considered a permanent ladder? As long as he establishes it over there, that it should be there at all times, both by the weekday and on Shabbos. Says Mishmur Siv Katan Aleph, a roof that's near the Shusram, with the intent of that is, on the side of the street, in the Gevorah Tvachim. The roof is not 10 tefachim high, but outside of chatzer, on the side of the courtyard of gevayis tefachim, it is 10 tefachim high. Because the ilo hayu gevayis tefachim outside of chatzer, because if it wasn't 10 tefachim high, also on the side of the courtyard, lahoy mahanisulim klal, then the ladder wouldn't help anything at all. Never shus ram gomer, because it would be full fledged shus ram, because shirab mekatim alav when the public uses it to shoulder stuff on it, which the sharetzin ice aleph says. This is from the Magen Avraham. He says, this is the Magen Avraham writes like it's written in Simen Shin Mem Hei Sif Yud. What it means to say is the opinion of the Yeshayim over there. That's not necessarily exactly 9 Tvachim, but the same thing up as up until 10 Tvachim. And Mechaber is something like that over here, which the Dirish Rifor brings that Allah Meshavur Paskin Zin Shin Mem Hei Sif Kolam Abab, the Tavka exactly 9, it has Allah Luk Chas Rab. But the Hidim Chabbos says him that, up until 10, because he writes later on, Harizik Rishus Harabim, which would seem to indicate, even if it's not exactly 9. But be that as it may, says the Mishmur, because of Kishayim Mikas Malab, because if the public does not shoulder stuff on it, Havakabam Karmelis, well, it would still be at least a Karmelis, which says the Sharati Nice Base says, that's not something when Vin Lagoin, Sivkut and Bays, that he writes as it's a Karmelis. And obviously, that's talking about when they don't shoulder on it, because if not, and he contradicts himself to what he wrote in Nois Dalet, like he wrote in the previous Sharetzin. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval Hashda, but now, came in the Mitzad HaChatzar, since on the side of the Chatzar, Ugevayasar Tvachim, it is 10 Tvachim Ha'ay, so Yesh Al-Gag Tarisar Shasayachat. So then the roof has the halacha, not a Rishas Rabim, or a Karmelis, but actually a Rishas Yachat, Uvutur Lish Tamashalav. And therefore, you're allowed to utilize the area on it. Kishlesh from Kabul when you have a permanent ladder. Allows by Mechatzel like Agoy to go up from his courtyard to his roof. Because the Bezeg Gali Daita. Because with that he reveals his intention. Mesalik Lagagoy is removing his roof from the. So therefore, that's why it's essential. He's illustrating something. He's removing his roof from the people in the Rishus Rab. That it's only for his utility. Now, if on the side of the street is 10 tefachim high, then in the tzarech sulam, then it doesn't need a ladder because it's out of reach. It's not something that the user mekatev. The Sharet Zion Gimel says, look at Tzeis Shabbos Pribugam that they write that even if on the side of Shusram itself is 10 tefachim high, you also don't need to have a ladder. Just even on that side. Says, now, if the roof is lower down than 10 tefachim on all sides, but inside it is 10 tefachim deep, which is the dish who brings a picture by dish number 2, so that the building is on the ground, but the roof is only 9 tefachim high all around, because you dig in the ground like a basement. Inside of it, well, not really a basement, even the first place you're digging down, you compare it to 10 tefachim. That's the Magen Avraham. The Pinnah Magen Avraham is the inner Tzarech Sulam. that you don't need to have a ladder because the Inchim Karmelis Lam Klal does not have a title of Karmelis on it at all. It's a full-fledged Yachid because it is 10 Tfachim high. But the Shar Tzinai's Dal says, look at the Tzinai's Shabbat Machta Shabbat, that they write that it's a Toy Sefer in the Magen Avraham. And actually, his opinion is also like the opinion of the Shabbos that we're going to quote right now that requires a ladder. But the way it's quoted is you don't need a ladder because it's Rishus Yachid. But Rabbi said Mishru, Rabbi Machrim Chalkim Lav, many of the later authorities that disagree on them. They hold, rabbinically, Shem Karmelis HaGabay Malmala. No, it does have a title of a Karmelis on it from above. Kimetru Namach Masar Tvachim. Because that, since it, on the surface, it's lower than 10 Tvachim from on all sides, on the street level. So it's Arch Sulam Latir. Therefore, you do need a ladder to permit it. But Frat Kishram Makasmalav, and especially if the public shoulders stuff on it, Efshad Dushus Rab Gamal Deze, maybe it's even the full fledged Dushus Rab through that. And Vafila Sulam Mahan Latir, and that even a ladder will not be effective to permit it. Which Sharatin Izwab says, looking for Mugadim, they're not sure about this point. That's why Mishbura says, maybe it'll be Rishus Rab Gamal through this. Siv Cotton Bait. So he said that a roof that's near Rishus Rab within 10 Tvachim and above, but it's above 10 Tvachim on the Chatzin. So since the public they utilize the roof, it's like a little bit of like waist level. That they place hats and small vessels on the roof. So it has a lot like Rishus Rab. So he says now when we say Kirishus Rab, Lav Rishus Rab Mamish, not literally like the Rishus Rab, because the hach if that would be the case, then the ladder wouldn't help. Which the Sharatin Lezayin brings that also Rashi himself writes that through that being a height of 10 Tfachim from the side of the Chatzar, it does not have halacha of a Rishus Rab on it, even if the public does shoulder stuff on it. So says Mishbrua, El Ritzlam would have been Kain Rishus Rab, like a Rishus Rab. That's the Sharatin Lezayin says, since the Rabim are Mishtamish Malab, they utilize the area on it. So look at Berak Rav that he proves from this that in general, the Rashi holds that by a pillar that's from 9 till 10 Tvachim is a Rishus Rabim Gam, is a full-fledged Rishus Rabim. Which Dishu 5 brings that previously in Shemim Hesav Kalam Ates, Mishbu writes that the Rashba holds that Tafka by a pillar that's exactly 9 Tvachim has a Halacha Rishus Rabim. So says you have to look into what is really his opinion. But says the Sharatin over here, because that from the side of the Chatzar it's 10 Tvachim high, so therefore a ladder is effective, because if in general it doesn't help the fact that the people are shouldering on more than 9 Tvachim, we shouldn't be stringent in our situation more than 9 Tvachim at all. Sivkat and Dalit. So he said that it's forbidden for the owner of the roof to utilize it mechatzer from his courtyard, Magag, but on the roof itself, mutl tata bakula, you let it carry throughout. Which Rashi's test says, Machaber Soisim regarding this, like the opinion of the Rashi and the Torah, not like the Rambam, who says forbidden without a ladder, even on the roof itself, says the Tzadik Shabbos. Look at the Prima God. Sivkat in Hay. Until you make a permanent ladder from his courtyard, what's a Sulim Kavua? It's anything that you establish over there, both for the weekday and for Shabbos. That is, that the ladder is always standing over there. But if at times he removes it, I didn't command the lesson, then it's like it's not there. Siv Beis. Chatzah Shenivritza Bimalua, a courtyard that's totally breached. Or at least if it's more than 10 Amas, Rishus Ram to a Rishus Ram. Makayma Machitza Nidain, the area of the partition gets qualified, Kitside as a Kitim Dafresh Tezain, Rishus Ram, like the size of Rishus Ram, Shu Karmelis, which is a Karmelis. Or Shuhu HaChatzer, which that's the courtyard. Now, the Nifritz Bekeren Zavis, if it gets breached by a corner, the Pacha is Mi'eser, if it's less than 10 Amos, Aser, it's forbidden, if the Dishu 7 brings a picture. So even though it's less than 10 Amos, but since it's the corner, so that's going to make it forbidden. Chin Bayesh Nifritz Bekeren Zavis, up to a house. It gets breached by the corner. For the Pachas Pass, even less than 10 Amos. But if it's got Mekeru, and also the roof gets breached, Shanisha Balachsin, until it remains on a diagonal, which as the Dishrei brings a picture here also. See that not only are the walls missing on the corner, but also from the roof that now it goes a diagonal along the breach. So then, also it's forbidden. But a breach that's not in the corner. I'm reading about particular system. Then we say, oh, the edge of the roof is like a tiny vertical wall, and that comes down and seals it down. Even when there's more than 10 amos. But who that is shalayeh, as long as the roof, that the edge of the roof at least, is not slanty, they're like a peg, that because then there wouldn't be a mouth. So it's a p, that the mouth of the tikra is your precise. As the Dirshu Nan brings the picture, you see the roof is sloping down, that would not qualify. Hagar says the Amav, Yeshem, some say to be Inan, Gamkin, Berich, Vekirah, that we need to have also the width of the roof, about Tvachim, for Tvachim, that's taste in the Russian Perikit Mishnah from the Smag in the Torah. But Minan, we say, Pitikri Yedr Seisim, that the mouth of the lip of the roof is coming down and sealing down vertically. I feel Beshte Mechitz is even by two partitions. And Mesh Kanshte Mechitz, Shlim is the book of Zubazuf. We have two complete walls that are connected one to the other, but if they're one opposite the other one, that's not going to qualify, says the tour. So he said, chatzah that's breached in totality, or modern tenamas of shesrabim, mekayma mechitza is needed in ketzid b'shesrab. The area of the partition gets qualified as the sides of a shesrab. Now, tzidi b'shesrabim, ba'alma nikri, in general, what's called the sides of a shesrab? When we position large stones, or that we stick in pegs, near the wall, that the wagons don't damage the property. And the airspace between them, they're called the sides of Rishazram. But Dinik Karmelis has a look like a Karmelis, which is a rabbinically prohibited area. But also, Rishazram, you know, I'll carry from it to the Rishazram. But Kamashma, what I'm telling you is that, but you know, also in our situation, after Lekashim Hevsig, even though there's no interruption between the courtyard and the Rishazram, by the Beiram Lehedya, and therefore the public will totally walk in. But Darcy Land will step on that. If Allah, even so, in Dinah Rakatsid Rishazram, only as Allah like the side of Rishazram, Shem Karmelis Ali, and has the name of a Karmelis Ali, but also tell them, Makam Zalachut, and you know, I carry from this area to beyond, Shem Rishazram, which is Rishazram. Then Karmelis Samach Lachatzer, and if there's a Karmelis near the Chatzer, then Mutter is permitted, because the Karmelis, the Karmelis, come and tell them, because he came from one Karmelis to another Karmelis. Rishazram Shalanu, however, in our Rishazrams, Yishlachma, one should be stringent, as the Sharat Sinai Yud Beis says, because according to many places, our Rishazrabim is also biblical Rishazrabim, like we said in Simishim Mesav Zayin. Look at the Mishaburi, even though there are some who say that no, you don't really qualify for the Rishazrabim Gomer, and that is considered as a Karmelis. Sivkat and Zayin. So he said the area of the Mechitz is qualified like the Tzid Rishazrabim, which is the Karmelis. Kamoishu HaChatzim. Like it is the chatzur. Ritzlem, what it means is kemosha chatzur gufa. Like just like the chatzur itself. Shem Karmelis Aleo has the name of a Karmelis in the machmashu parts baruch aviz because it's totally breached on the fourth side. Kenu gam kem kem mechitz is onto the place of the partition also. And tzin lemeidim lashon zeh. Now we can learn from this wording shnei dvarim, two things. Echad number one, the chatzur zeh in this courtyard also taltli nali carry kimutoy charba amos only within talal amos because as lachal like a Karmelis. Shein is number two, the b'makam mechitz on tefach chatzur. Then from the place of the Mechitza into the courtyard, Mutl Talta Mutech Abrahamas, you're allowed to carry within the four Amas. It's a very Shem Kamelis Allah, because the Malkam Mechitza also has Allah of Kamelis on it. You can learn, like we said previously, we said Shem Avab, Sid Beis, the Gimel.
Sivkat Mechaz, the Nifrats, Bekarin Zavis. So if it breached by the corner, then even less than 10 amos is going to be forbidden. It's limited what it means to say, Shapirza Ochla Beshtiak Solom Shalachotza Beseifa, that the breach. It eats in by the two walls of the courtyard at the end, Zeitzel Zeh, one near the other one. It sounds like in the Gemara, the Imma Pirtz and Nesha Nasa Bishar Mekamish like Solom, that if the breach is done in other places of the walls, even if it's in two walls, as long as you don't have by each breach more than 10 Amas, sure it's permitted. If the closed area was more than the open area, but if not, us is forbidden if the breach is in two walls. The Sharat Tzion Ois Yedalad brings the reason is because since parts merubah, since the breach is more, so then it nullifies the standing part, the closed part to the breached area. I mean, that's the case. It doesn't remain in the courtyard, but two walls, and therefore does not have a shemir shus yachid on it. Sibkat test. And this is even the pachas masar b'chulu, even when it's less than 10 amas. because you can't call that breach into an opening, because the Pesach Bekeren Zavos, an opening by the corner, of the injury people don't make. And because even though you usually make a Pesach up until 10 Amos. Now, specifically regarding a breach that we say this, but if you make a door frame, the chosh can all the more so mezuzas mashkev mamash. If you literally make two side posts and a lintel, but vader shem pesach leva shor, it does have a name of a pesach on it, and you could have a slant, a diagonal doorway v'shori, and therefore it's going to be permitted. But in general, sivkon yud us is going to be forbidden. And mistab, it's logical that moya pirtz apachas ma'ame, if the breach was less than ma'ame in lachmer, so the primogodim one does not have to be stringent. However, b'avitz hakodesh l'arash b'mitzasi, I found mishleisha tefachim adar pa, from 3 to 4 tefachim tzricha shnelech ayim, you have to have 2 side posts. The moya arpa, if it's 4 tefachim in lahechshu, there's no validation ad shemetenim arba v'chulu, until you minimize it from 4 tefachim ayin sham. Look over there. Sivkon yud alf v'chein bayis v'chulu, so to a house that's breached by the corner, even less than 10 amas. Also, claim another Deloitte term, and don't say Shani buys a house that never not be the in Lahata Machmas Pesach, even though you shouldn't permit because of an opening, and they should be carrying something because of by the corner. Come up with a big commission, P. Tikra. Shagamboy, you're the Saisim. You have the lip of the roof. It's thickness that's like the vertical, like it's like the beginning of a wall that's coming and sealing it down. Kamash, well, after telling you, no, the problem like commission P. Tikra, sometimes you don't have P. Tikra, Mafar Shechadami, that's Machabi explains. How is that so? Sevkot Yud Beis. Because you have a breach also by the roof. Until it remains on the diagonal, also forbidden. Because the bezeh here is in a kira shava, because the roof is not straight. Lo yamin pitigrid b'seisim. You don't say pitigrid b'seisim. What Yesharet Zinoy Yuzayin says the reason is because through the pitikra it makes that beneath the airspace is like just like an opening, and you don't have an opening by the keren zavas like we said before. That's from the rush. Sivkatan yud gimel, and afilu b'yis masara. Meaning, but if the breach is not by the corner, then you do say pitigrid b'seisim even when there's more than 10 amas. Even if it's the entire space of the wall, there's no remaining parts of the wall on the sides at all. Even so, Pitiker will take care of that problem. Now, the words of Mechab, it's not explained. If it's specifically by one wall when it's breached, I mean Pitikriyat B'Soysim, we say Pitikriyat B'Soysim. Or if it's even by two walls, because it's not clear to him this thing in Mashmah B'Soysim, like Sandra B'Soysim. However, but Ramah in his comment, Heretuk Ladina, the Vertur quotes Lahalacha, the words of the Torah, the Sassim, because she does a place from the Spilu that it paskins like those who hold that Philip Parch Te Machid, that even two walls are breached. I mean, particularly B'Soysim, we still say that the lip of the roof comes and seals it down, like we'll see later on. Siv Cotton, you're down. As long as Shloi B'chulu, that it shouldn't be that the P ticker should be Meshupa. It's limited. It means to say is loy min the yerd b'soysim, because we don't say that it's coming down the ceiling. It rakish a tikkur chalak only when the roof is flat. Avalik shum meshupa, but now when it's slanty, ki ein gagan shalonu shem the b'shipu, like our roofs which are slanty, im lohi tikkur techteo, if there wasn't some type of a roof beneath it. Sharatzin Oishites says the Taz Machadish that when it's slanty we still see yerd b'soysim, and he wants to insert this into the words of the Torah, but Menachem disagree on him. Whole list, and they hold that only by Karfav and Shinun Chesav Yud Beis are we leaning even when it's lanty, but not in general. Sivkan Tezvav, there are more brought by Yeshem V'chulu. Some say that you have to also have by the width of the roofing for Tefachim. B'chin Halacha, that's Halacha, Gemesh Ksav to be Halacha, the Maschil by Yeshem. Sivkan Tezayin, that they hold the Be'inon V'chulu, that you need to have also by the Reich of the Kiroi is Abba Tefachim. It's what Rabin see as the other Min. Then you see particularly in the situation that we see like as if there's something of a significant amount to come and see and seal it down from the roof. That's how much of a width you have to have. It's not similar to the beam of a mavi in general. There, the thickness is enough of a tefach. The karis mavi, because the beam of a mavi in el kir v'alma, that's just as a sign. Avol kol heche the beinan mechitzbo, and you have to have an actual partition. Al tzarch shehi batavka arba tefachim, you have to have an area of 4 tefachim. Then we say that as if it's coming down and it's sealing it off, if it has the width of 4 tefachim, something of significance. Sivkat and Yudzain. And then we say Pitagir B'Saisim even by two walls. If there are two whole walls that are connected one to the other, Pirish. The Mechitzan is Tavim, and the demolished walls, Nishar Limakiru, so you have the remaining from the roof, Shleinistimam, that was not demolished with them. Sivkat and Yudches, but Zukanegadu lie, but one opposite the other, those are two remaining walls, then it's not going to work. Because Dazal Lenir Mefulish, then it looks like it's flush, it's open, like it's a straight. Open on both sides. For that, Pitikra is not going to be effective for that. That in Sif Beis, the Mechaber said that a courtyard that's breached totally, or at least more than 10 amas, to the Rosh Hashanah, so then the Mokum Mechitza is qualified as Rosh Hashanah, which is the Carmelis, like by the Chatzah. So the Bialacha explains, in other words, that if it's totally breached, even less than 10 amas, or if it's breached more than 10 amas, even if some of the wall remains, either one is a problem. And the reason is because less than 10 amas, or 10 amas, has the name of a Pesach, and it's just Rosh Hashanah. But more than 10 amas, where it's not the norm to make such a wide opening more than 10 amas, so that's a breach, and you know, they carry from over there to there from the house, and also from there to Rosh Hashanah is forbidden, because it has the name of a Carmelis in it. Now, here the Mechaber explains the halacha b'chatzah, that mistama, that it's not roof from above, and you cannot say pitigrid b'saisim. At the Sefer, he explains the halacha of a house that's roof, but you could say pitigrid b'saisim, as he continues to explain. We said that a house that's breached by the corner, even less than 10 amas, and also the roof is breached until it remains on a diagonal, also that's forbidden. But if the roof is not breached and it extends over the area with the breach, then we would say yerid b'saisim until down till the ground. The Ramah brought that some say that you need to have also by the width of the roof four tefachim. He writes in the wording b'yesh oimrim, because the mestimus of Mechaber regarding this sounds like that he holds like Rashi, that even if the roof does not have four tefachim, we still say pitigrid b'saisim. The truth is that's how he writes himself in the Beisayisiv. The mestimus of Rambam regarding Kaira, that sounds like also, but they like holds like Rashi, and that's what we hold. That's his words in Beisayisiv. Not the Ramah goes l'shitasa. What he writes in Darach Moshe, not to reject the words of Taisa in the Rashi and the Smag in the Torah because of this, from the words of Rashi in the Rambam. That's how Ramah is saisim. And previously in Shimon Vav Sivav in the Haggah. And he says, I also found Paiskim that stand in this sheet of Taisin the Rosh, and he brings them. And therefore, one should not move from the words Ramah. Now, according to the opinion of those who hold the sheet, that even from three sides, full-fledged machitzas, you also don't say on the fourth wall, particularly besides them, only if the width of the roof was four tefachim. He says, you should also know that the opinion of the Rambam, the pitikr does not help only that it should be permitted to carry inside of it, but not that it becomes a reshus yachad gama through that. And if you throw from reshus Rambam inside of it, you're going to be potted. The rabbi disagrees on this. And that's also the opinion of the Taisis and the Rosh, that pitikr v'saisim is mid right? So, and they quote the words of the Taisis and also the Rosh when they refer in the Chedushim. The Maskel Damin pitikram that the Yashemim holds, that we say pitikr v'saisim even when it's just two mechitzes that are dvukas zubazu. This also is not according to everyone, because you have the Rif and the Rabbi Nechalal and the Rambam that the Machlekes regarding Rabbi Shmuel regarding Pitikra is Dafka when there are three Mechitza Shlemas. Then we discuss regarding the fourth side. But the Ramah quotes the words Rabbi Natam, because the Rush holds like Yeshita, and it means the right to his words, and also the Tur quotes Bistam his opinion, and says maybe the opinion of Ramah is only to go into this opinion in the Yeshayimrim, but not necessarily to conclude like his words. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 3, Mishburit said that that regarding this interesting situation where when the Brum holds that you don't need a ladder, that it doesn't have a name of a caramel something at all, because it was just a yachad gama. Now the source of the words of Magen Ram is Rabbeinu Tam that's brought in Taisa Erev in the Pedal. And the reason explains in Chubith Shari Tzion is because since in the house it's Rosh Hashayachad, then also on the roof that's on top is considered Rosh Hashayachad. And he proves from this that also the mechitzas that are not recognizable are considered as mechitzas, because only inside the house is the height of the mechitzas 10 tefachim, and on the outside you're not mechitzas 10 tefachim. And even so on the roof it's considered Rosh Hashayachad. Chaznish rejects his words and he writes that according to all opinions, mechitzas that are not recognizable, they're not considered mechitzas. And he explains that Rabbeinu Tam does not mean to say that the roof is considered Rosh Hashayachad only because you don't have for the roof recognizable mechitzas in the height of 10 tefachim. It's a karmelis. However, since beneath the roof it's Rosh Hashayachad, so they were not stringent regarding it like the halachas of a karmelis and permitted to carry from it to Rosh Hashayachad. Dushan number 4, La Halacha, Mishbur Paskins, and Shemem Hey, the Dafka by 9 tefachim, and some we say Rosh Hashayachad, like we mentioned this. Dushan number 5, and Shemem Hey, Mishpu writes that the Rashba holds a Davka, a pillar that's right, exactly 9 tefachim, that has lach like Rosh Hashanah, right, we said the Yesh Lion. Dish number 6. if you have two mechitzas that are breached on the sides of the chatzar, opposite the fourth wall, that comes out that the makom of the mechitzah is breached, is not found at all within the mechitzas, as the Dishah brings a picture, that not only is the fourth side breached, but some of the two side walls are breached a little bit also. Even so, it's brought in Tazen Eben to Tzad Gimel Mebeis, that is like Tzidur Shas Ram, and not like literally Etzur Shas Ram, and that's how the Chazon Ish writes. Dishah number 11. How to qualify what's appeared to be Karen Zavas? Chazon Ish writes that such a breach is different than other breaches. That it's possible to permit them through Oymen Merubah on their side, which is not the case by such a Pirtza. You can't permit it through Oymen Merubah because the whole Kaich of Oymen Merubah is to fence in the Pirtza that's between the two the closed areas. But regarding this, that you qualify the closed as if it reaches till the other closed that's on the side. But a Pirtza by the corner, where you don't have anything opposite of the wall that on the corner at all, so you can't extend the Oymen that's on the side of the Pirtza, and to permit the Pirtza from the Halacha of Oymen Merubah. And you can't say that the Oymen Merubah from the two walls on the two sides should extend at a diagonal and to permit the domain of the diagonal, because it's not the norm to make a Pesach an opening Balachson on the diagonal. Right, so that according to this, if the Pirtza by a Karen Zavis is smaller than 10 Amos on all sides, and he put up by the corner a pole that's 10 tefachim high, as the Dishah brings a picture, so you see the breach is by Karen Zavis, but there's a pole there by the corner. So that would be considered as if you have two Pirtzas on two walls, and it would be permitted because of Oymen Merubah, because since the Oymen Merubah is on every side, it permits the Pirtza up until the stick, the rod. He also writes over there that the halacha of a Pirtza Bekeren Zavis is not qualified according to the directions of the world, rather it's according to the structure of the other walls. And therefore, if you have two walls like an L-shaped bracket, like what we call a gam, and then you make another wall opposite on the diagonal, as the Dishah brings a picture, like a triangle, or another picture, which if the diagonal wall itself was that standing is Merubah ala parts, so it would be considered as a Pesach, and you would be able to carry over there, as it's almost like a triangle. It's with another tiny wall in a regular rectangle, but then it turns on the diagonal. Now, in a round domain, circular, that the fence was made in a circle, Chazon Ish writes that any breach in that fence is considered as a Pirtza B'Keren Zavis, because you can't permit it through Oymen Merubah, because since you cannot extend the Oymen only in the straight line and not in diagonal, and in the round domain, if you extend it the line straight, so then you don't have the wall opposite it, and therefore there's no Oymen that can be extended over there. And therefore, if this Pirtza has a length of 4 tefachim, so it will make the whole domain forbidden. And that's how he writes in his letters, that any Pirtza B'Eagle that's circular is a Pirtza B'Keren Zavis, that it's problematic. Now, another way of a Pirtza in the Kaisel that won't help Oymen Merubah, he writes in Shrein Halachis, based on the words of the Chazon Ish, that when there's a Pirtza in the wall that's more than 3 tefachim, and the two Oymdim on the sides of the Pirtza are not one opposite the other, rather one of them is sticking out more than towards the outside than the other one, as the Dishah brings a picture, it's just you have one that's further out, you cannot permit this Pirtza through Oymen Merubah, because you don't have the Amud on the other on one side that's exacting opposite the Amud of the other side. And Sefer Tikkun Mevayis, he's not sure regarding such a situation if, when the wall is one sticking out a little bit more than the other one, you already say that you can't say Oymen Merubah. Dish number 13, in the Haysavas to Sefer Shein Halachas, he writes, it's possible that this halacha, from 3 to 4 tefachim, you have to have 2 lechayayim, is davka in the chatzah, but in the mavi, you don't have to fix it at all if the breach is not wider than 4 tefachim. That's not like in the Gemara, even if you'd base. Dish number 14, the tzura of measuring the length of a breach, Chazon Ish writes that you measure it by diagonal, but if the breach in the wall is 2 tefachim in the mizrach and 2 tefachim in the darim, and you don't have in the width of the lachs and 4 tefachim, then you're allowed to carry in the chatzah. And he writes that in a situation that you don't have the width of the breach 4 tefachim, you're allowed to carry in this corner only up until the diagonal, as if there was a string that was stretched from the edge of the southern wall until the edge of the eastern wall. As the Dishah brings a picture, that even though really it was a rectangle, now you would have to make it on a diagonal, and not according to the square up until where it was originally built. There's number 15, and a situation that the roof is round, Chaznish writes, that you don't have Pitikra permit for this reason, and because any breach that's by round is considered as a pierce to Bekeren Zavis, as we brought previously Mishbul and Sivkot and Ches. There's number 16. This is the way Allah writes later on, Shin Samach Kimel Sivcha Vav, that you don't see Pitikra by breach that's more than 10 amas. Chaznish writes that the way Allah, but they quote Lashon HaRash, but it writes many halachas regarding Pitikra, and parenthetical, he quotes also his words regarding a pirtza that's more than 10. But halacha, we hold, like the Shulchan Aruch over here, that permits also by breach that's more than 10 amps. And you can add on that also Rashba is not stringent, only by parts being meluah. But when there's gifufin, he permits also, even though you have a pirtza more than 10 amps, as brought in Avodah Zarah, and that's as brought in Meril, like the Rashba. Now, if the pitikra is higher than 20 amps, by halacha, over there he says, pitikra lahatr. There's number 17. So Mishmarot said only when the roof is flat, smooth. Now, there's another two conditions for Lacha Pitikra. We find in Tyson Erevin that Pevam Abeis. Number one, has to be that the Pitikra should be straight without any indentations. But if there's any indentations, you don't see Pitikra Yerbesaisim. Number two, has to be that in the thickness of the Tikra is a Tafach. Kibbege in his margins in the Shulchan Aruch brings their words. However, Mishmarot does not quote these conditions Lacha Chazanesh. You see that he holds halacha that if there's pegimais in the tikra, you don't see pitikra adversaries. And then regarding if the thickness would be a tefach, something from his words that he holds halacha that you don't need it, since the other paiskim don't mention this condition. Dishun number 18. Later on, be'alach and shin samach gimon, mishbur shin samachay, you see that you need to have that the roof is strong and robust, that it has the ability to hold the maziva, which is the clay that you put on top of the beams. Now, regarding a tikra, a roof that's made from asherah wood, according to what Mishmar writes in Shin Samach Gimel Sivkot Nun Vav, that anything that needs a measurement, you're not allowed to make it from asherah wood, because we say what's called kesusim echdeshereb, we do it as if it's pulverized, because it's forbidden wood. If that's the case, we don't say by such a tikra, pi tikra, because since the tikra has a shear, it has to be a width of four tefachim, and we have to be able to accept the maziva. Even according to what the Be'alacha writes over there regarding a beam that's four tefachim wide, that according to the Tirz of Rebbe Avram, that's brought in Tais in the Erevin of Peyom and Beis, that a lecha that's made from Atzei Asher is kosher, because since you could stick the ashes together and make from it a lechi, so you could kosher also by a kara that's made from Atzei Asher for that reason. That's what he writes over there. That's because that a kara that's four tefachim wide doesn't have to be strong to accept a beam, but regarding Pitikra, that you need to have that the Tikra should be strong to accept Maziva, the plaster, so it's possible. All the more so, according to what he brings with it, the Pin the Prima Gadim, that if they make the upper rod of the Turza Pesach from Atzei Asher, it's going to be possible, because since it cannot stand in the wind after it becomes ashes, for sure also by Pitikra it's possible for that reason. And also, according to the first Teretz and Taisis, that they're leaning by Lechi because it shears a mashum, it's going to be possible by Pitikra, which has a shear. Now, regarding a Tikra that is split in the middle, it's only through love that it has four tefachim. The Magen Avraham writes that you see the Gemara Shabbos of Tes. Also over here we see Pitikra b'Seisim if there's no door that's separating in the middle between them. Look what we write later on in Shin Samachis of Katan Chab Zayin. Dish number 19, the Chaznish writes that even in a way that it's nifritz also by the kibri, by the roof, if it's breached in a straight tzura, we would say Pitikra b'Seisim even if it has four mouths for that, like the Dirshu brings a picture, like, yeah, it's crooked, but each one has vertical, longitudinal or latitudinal lines, since the house is not breached, only rather from two sides, like a gam. Dirshu number 20, Chaznish writes that we find situations that Pitikra would permit a rishos even when the breaches are zu k'neged zu, one opposite the other. That's according to Taisus, and they are in the courtyard, that there's no chesaron when the breaches are mufulish, open one, flush one opposite the other one. That's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and later on Shin Samaches of Gimel. If one of the breaches is Oymer Meruba, and the pits over there is not more than 10 amas, so it's permitted through Oymer Meruba from one side, and the halacha pitikra, you're going to say something on the second side. By Mavoi, where the pits are open one opposite the other, would make it forbidden, as brought in Shulchan Aruch, later on Shin Samaches of Alv. You need to have the pitikra should be saying something to two breaches. In such a case, it would be effective pitikra, even the breaches are open one opposite the other, because you have Oymer Meruba. However, by Mavoi, if you have a tikra only on one side, and the second side you have a merubah, Pitikra would not permit. He brings about the opinion of the Ritva and Abram of Tzadam and Beis that even when you don't have Oy Merubah and the breach is more than 10 Amos, if there are Gifufim, there's a little bit of a door from each side of the Pirtza, then you would say Pirtikrit Vesaisim. Even when the Pirtzas are one opposite the other, however, seems from his words that is Machmal Allah like the opinion of Taisus. Dishlam 21, if one of the breaches have a door, Be'alacha brings in Shin Mem Vav Sev Gimel, Machlegs Achrein Megaran Pitekrit, if it's considered as Mafulish, because at times the door is open, or do you consider it closed? And brought over in Machzah Shekel al Rabbah that there are two discussions. Number one, if the door is considered as Machitza, even when it's open, we discussed this later on, Shin Samach Dal Sevkan Vav regarding this. And number two, if because of the door, it's not considered that the breaches are Mafulish, and therefore he'd permitted through Pitekra from the two sides.